Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Jeff Walius, and he is with one of the Tea Parties, in fact, the Potomac Tea Party, and he's written an article recently on the so-called Walk Away campaign. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Sure. Okay, so what is the hashtag Walk Away campaign?
Well, Walkaways started not too long ago with, of all just the random things, a gay hairdresser got tired of a lot of the hypocrisy he was seeing with the Democratic Party. He filmed, his name is Brandon Straka, he filmed this video that went on YouTube, and it caught fire pretty quickly. It jumped like 100,000, then 174,000 people who are following his page. I haven't checked the count lately, but yeah, it's been seeing some steady growth.
But what's the gist of it? These are people that are Democrats and they're just fed up with the Democratic Party? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe not so much the party, but the principles that they're, I mean, these are people who, they're still progressives. I mean, they're not people who are coming out and converting to conservatism and becoming Republicans, but they've seen, the most common reasons we've seen are things like Democratic Party just rejects any Christian values. The leftist rhetoric that to help the poor isn't matching up with reality. I mean, look at all the homeless problems you have in Los Angeles and San Francisco. The left is frequently denouncing the armed services, law enforcement, the American flag. You know, veterans are pretty angry about this, and there are quite a few others. We also saw there, too, a bunch of testimonials from people who talked about what they reasons they had left. In fact, I could read a few of them right now pretty quickly if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay, so one was from a woman named Rebecca Melly, posted on Facebook, saying, "The left only cares about pitting us against each other to keep control and keeping people dependent on them. This movement has gone right to my core. To have the privilege of watching people think for themselves and recognize the deceitful practice of the left and the manipulation of minorities has been like an awakening." And one other, Amanda Velasquez, that wrote, "I'm tired of the narrative. Tired of people who don't let you speak, even if you have proof of what you're talking about. They attack you and label you as racist, closed-minded, and so on."
You know, this is interesting. There's an interesting perspective here, because the story about some black people saying, you know, "I'm fed up with the Democratic Party," and they're moving towards they're supportive of Trump because of the improvements in the economy. The black unemployment rate is as low as it's ever been, I guess, you know, statistically and so forth. Is that kind of part of the whole same thing that you're talking about?
Sure. It's kind of hard to ignore reality. I mean, you see what's going on. Things are getting better. And, you know, all that we're hearing is that this is the worst era in American history. You know, people are back at work. And, consumer confidence is at an all-time high. GDP growth, in fact, we just found out, got revised for last quarter, got revised up to 4.2%, which is nice compared to 8 years of, you know, having unexpectedly low GDP growth numbers, and a month later hearing that it was revised to look even worse. But I do think a lot more of this, though, is really just how vicious the left has become toward any kind of dissent with, for lack of a better term, the party line. And just people are getting tired of, you know, being labeled, being demonized for not following perfect lockstep with every Democratic talking point.
Well, this is interesting. Let me go ahead and timestamp this, even though it'll air later. This is being recorded on the afternoon of September 4th, and this morning the Kavanaugh hearings unrolled, and this is an amazing thing. I mean, this guy has been, I think it was the Bar Association said, you know, he's credentialed, you know, all kinds of different people have given him their blessing. And you would think that Adolf Hitler or something was, they were trying to admit Adolf Hitler to the Supreme Court the way, you know, even the rules are being violated before our very eyes in these hearings. And they had to actually rush the Kavanaugh children out of the hearing because it got so heated. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, is this the same phenomenon at work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at what's happened, you know, in other events recently, like Sarah Sanders being harassed at that restaurant down in Lexington, Virginia, you know, Maxine Waters calling for, you know, harassing members of Trump administration if they're just out pumping gas at their homes. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, and the party leadership and their pretty much the DNC's mouthpieces in the media are endorsing this. I mean, when Maxine Waters made that statement, you know, Nancy Pelosi came out and gave this half-hearted, well, gee, yeah, that probably wasn't right, but Trump gets us really angry, so it's okay. No, this is just wrong, period. And nobody's calling it out. And I think the fact that they're letting this happen is what's leading some of the people to say, wait a minute, this is wrong. And saying it's wrong, unfortunately, gets you demonized, which is leading to them to, well, walk away.
This is interesting. You point out in your article that Stephen Colbert and others claim that the walkaway campaign is just run by Russian bots. So, in other words, this is not a real thing. These are not real people walking away. This is all just fake news, so-called.
Yeah, it's funny, too. This, you know, draws a direct parallel to the Tea Party. I mean, remember when President Obama first it was the shock and denial stage, like, oh, there were some people outside my house today. No, whatever. And, you know, MSNBC and the other networks kind of tried to ignore, deride it, which was what the media tried at first. Then when they realized that tactic wasn't working, okay, well, let's just, the word Russia seems to play with our base, so we'll just call it like they're a bunch of Russian bots, which obviously is not the case if you watch these videos and hear the testimonials. And interestingly, too, there's moved to a later stage where now there's an attempt to kind of co-op it, for lack of a better term. We had an article over in Politico that was basically offering a walkaway movement from Bill Scheer. It was offering Republicans to come over to the Democratic Party, unlike where the two efforts differ. Walkaway is just, hey, great, come on over. Here's some of the things we stand for. Learn more about us.
In other words, so, it's spontaneous. It's not coordinated. It's just people, you know, I'm fed up, and then they're leaving of their own accord, as opposed to an organized effort, you know, maybe funded by George Soros or the like.
I don't know if it's that far as Soros funded, but you're hearing similar talking points. Like Bill Scheer's article is just, it wasn't even like a, hey, come on over. All it's saying is, if you come and vote for Democrats, you're not going to get anything you want, but this will help prevent your worst nightmare of us nominating a socialist for president. It's like, that's really the best you have to offer. That's what you're offering to us. So I'll be curious to see how the reaction continues as this movement continues to build.
You know, it's funny. We have not had an election. The primaries don't count because those are specifically, you know, you're either a Democrat and you vote for the Democrats in the primary, or vice versa, Republicans or independent, whatever. But we have not had a Republican versus Democrat election directly. I mean, obviously, we've had a few here and there, a couple different House seats and so forth. And we keep hearing about this blue wave. But November is going to be a real test. And I say that we haven't had that since we've had this kind of meltdown of the left that you've been talking about, like Maxine Waters. I think what she said and Nancy Pelosi essentially approving what Maxine Waters said and the like. We have not had that. And I'm curious if maybe a lot of people, you know, there really is a silent majority, so to speak, that would like, okay, enough of this. And they are going to walk away if they have hitherto been liberal.
Yeah, I think that is a real possibility. I mean, there's they don't like Republicans, but they're just seeing what their party's becoming. In fact, one other interesting event that came up just that's been the news lately is just the insane political rallies that the John McCain funeral tour has been. You know, comparing this to a few years ago at the Minnesota, the Paul Wellstone funeral, which kind of, again, became a political Bush-bashing pep rally for the Democrats. And, you know, shortly after that, it didn't help them at the polls. In fact, the Republicans gained some after that one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering if this is, again, Democrats just letting their rage, you know, overtake any kind of rational thought and are just not understanding how ridiculous what they're doing looks.
You know, it's sad, too, that at both funerals, John McCain's funerals and also Aretha Franklin's, that there was a lot of Trump bashing. You know, it's almost like any time somebody gets a live mic, oh, good, I have an opportunity to speak my mind. Okay, Trump is terrible, you know, next, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems almost as if this Trump hatred is out of control. And by the way, there's a new Woodward book coming out, and I'm sure it's going to add, you know, fuel to the fire.
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure how much fuel you can add to the fire with this.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, honestly, the Democrats have thrown everything but the kitchen sink at him, and now barring the kitchen sink, will just make up whatever they need to throw whatever baseless accusations and hope something finally sticks. But that just hasn't really been the case. I mean, Woodward's next book is just going to be the next of, all the various people who say they've got a tape of him saying something, which, of course, we never end up seeing or hearing. CNN has an endless parade of pundits telling us how people voting for Trump are literally Nazis. I'm not sure how much Woodward's voice carries these days in the and just all the noise that's been thrown out since 2016.
Hmm. It's so strange, though. The country has become so divided, and things have become so toxic. And it's so sad. I mean, there's a statement from one of the Nazi leaders. I mean, the real Nazis, you know, the ones back in the 30s in Germany and so forth, in the 40s.
The People's Democratic Socialist Worker Party.
Well, it was. Yeah, it was. That's exactly right, of Germany. Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Hitler, he said history is made in the streets. And the idea of that is, you know, if you just get enough thugs out there at the right spot, you can just, you know, browbeat people into accepting what you want them to do. Well, that's not America, and that's not the Republican form of government that our founding fathers gave us with the opportunity for democracy to flourish within that Republican framework. So, people need to realize you are tinkering around with this fantastic constitutional system that our founding fathers worked so hard to give us and which has given us such stability in 240 years or so.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, we've seen this for a while now, too. Stories, various fake hate crime stories get amplified by the news until they learn that they're fake, and then they quietly go away. But real stories about violence against conservatives get practically ignored by the media. You know, we had last year people getting assaulted outside of Trump rallies. People, like some of my friends on social media, were seeing how horrible it was that Trump told people, go after these people who are heckling you at the rallies. Well, those people who are there heckling them or attacking, actually physically assaulting them outside, were hired by Hillary Clinton campaign operative Robert Creamer. He was forced to resign after one of James O'Keefe's Project Veritas sting videos came out and exposed him.
Yeah.
And you don't hear anybody on the left decrying that or complaining. And heck, most of them don't even know about it, which is pretty sad in itself.
All right. Any concluding thoughts on this walk away movement? I mean, do you think it's a big deal and bigger than people realize? And by the way, there was one poll that said something like 30 to 35% of blacks are thinking they may even, side with Trump these days because the economy is going so well.
Well, and that's one of the things that terrifies Democrats and makes bringing in illegal aliens so much more important. If they're losing their voting bloc, those people need to be replaced with a voting bloc that will vote Democratic. It's why judicial hearings or judicial confirmation is so much more important, because what they can't win at the polls or be a referendum, they need an activist judge to get them. So, yeah, they love power, and they'll do anything to fight to keep it, but they're not doing themselves any favor by vilifying the walk away movement.
Wow. All right, Jeff Walius, thanks so much for joining us. FloppingAces.net. Thank you, Jeff. All the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.